Chapter 13. One Universe. This is Ashta, commander of the galactic fleets in this hemisphere and representative of the Universal Council of the Confederation of Planets and the Alliance of Member Worlds of this universe, releasing this official communique. I speak to the people of Earth this day in deepest concern for your welfare and your present situation of crisis throughout many nations. A great alert exists in heavenly realms due to the danger that all of you now face. It is the desire of the other worlds of your universe to stand beside you and to be a friend to your world, as it seeks to right itself upon the path of peace. An intense desire is present in the hearts of the multitudes to see a world agreement drawn which will eliminate armament competitiveness and remove the ever-present threat of an accidental or intentional thrust into nuclear conflict. We stand by to assist in the drafting of such an agreement, and to assist in its enforcement if we are called upon to do so. It is now more than one world. It is time to think upon one universe, with men of all worlds bonded together in a testament of love and trust. All people know that war is not the answer to the problems of Earth. Love is the answer, and the only answer that will dissolve the mistrust, the chicanery, and the world materialistic cartels of greed and tyranny. In times long past, we have looked upon other worlds bent on self-destruction. We have pleaded and sent our calls, but we were ignored. We could but stand in the shadows and behold their annihilation, and the debris of their ignorance, as it scattered to the four winds of the universe's atmosphere, affecting much of other life in many directions. Because of the horror of those memories, the Intergalactic Council for Universal Peace was formed, not unlike the Organization of United Nations upon your world, with the exception that our pact is enforced and adhered to steadfastly. Due to the integrity of this alliance, and its approval by the spiritual hierarchy of this universe, we have been allowed the authority to intervene in any planetary situation which threatens harm to another world within this system of worlds. We warn your leaders, with much love and concern, that intervention of a drastic nature will take place in your midst if you persist to a conclusion your preparations to plunge the planet Earth into full-scale nuclear conflagration. Under existing universal law and intergalactic allied agreement, you will not be permitted to do this. The decision is in your hands, to a certain point. Should you determine to pursue your present course, you will no longer remain in control of your planet. Intervention will be initiated which will preserve the Earth and its surrounding galaxy. It is now time for humanity to cease from its childish war games and become man, with an awakened sense of his responsibility and accountability for life on Earth. In spite of the many now on Earth who plot and plan otherwise, this planet will yet become a member of its own peaceful solar system and galaxy, and will become a part of the Universal Alliance for Peace. We appeal to your military strategists to open their eyes to reality, and the danger you bring upon yourselves, the unnecessary intergalactic pressures and planetary woes you face if you choose not to do so. Alternative to this dreaded eventuality, working together as brothers, we have many unheard-of technological advances to share with you, reaching into every area of life upon your planet, which will bring you a better and more beautiful world in which to continue your spiritual evolution. You can anticipate a wonderful interchange of revelations of outer space secrets presently undreamed of. Be prepared to share intergalactic protocol and cultural exchange. The Alliance for Universal Peace stands prepared at this moment to release to you desired advancements in the fields of medicine, science and free energies, wisdom, discoveries and space travel unlimited. Lay down your arms, lay aside your stockpiles of destruction and determine through your United Nations channels to negotiate with your brothers of outer worlds for the advancement of your world in universal affairs. Is this not a more inspiring thought than to consider the pathway of annihilation you have outlined for yourselves? Agree to send forth, from the channels of your United Nations body of statesmen, the call and the desire to negotiate with the representatives of your own galaxy, high in intergalactic affairs. You will be answered. I am Ashta, representing the Universal Alliance for Peace to all mankind.